And Matt Bevan is back with us with what's making news around the world, as if we didn't know, Matt. Hello there. What's happening in America?
Big stories in Argentina right now. Anyway, so look, the polls have been open for quite some time in America. It's afternoon there now, and it's been, that's on the East Coast, of course, it's been a pretty quiet day for Hillary Clinton. She cast her vote in Chappaqua, New York. It was pretty uneventful, and she hasn't done any interviews today. In fact, in order to have something to talk about from her side, the news networks have dug up this bit of gold from an interview she and Bill did with NBC's Tom Brokaw in 1993.
What I'm hoping is that I'm able to make my contribution, and then any spouse after me, women and men, will feel as free as they can to do what is right for them.
How long do you think it'll be, Mr. President, before there's a first husband?
Not long. I think there'll be a woman will be elected president probably in my lifetime.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
We will see soon enough.
Yeah, if not today, then Bill Clinton may have to live a little bit longer.
That's right.
So that's the Clintons. You may not be surprised to hear that Donald Trump hasn't had such a quiet day. He voted for himself for the first time in his life at a public school in Manhattan, New York City, and he wasn't warmly received. That's a crowd booing Donald Trump as he entered that public school in Manhattan. In fact, earlier in the morning, there had been a protest inside that very polling place. That's a protest inside that school. But Donald Trump isn't holding any events today. Well, I should say he held an event with 20,000 people there at 1 o'clock in the morning in Michigan. But he doesn't have any plan during daylight hours today on Election Day. But, of course, he can't be kept off TV for long. He was on Fox News' breakfast show by phone this morning, continuing his attack on Hillary Clinton's crowd sizes.
I mean, she was getting very poor crowds, and then all of a sudden she got these people. And, you know, in the case of Jay-Z, the language he used was terrible. And, you know, frankly, a lot of people left, and they left because of the language. And then they left when the performance was done, and there weren't too many people in the room. She would have been better off not having them. But she, you know, she uses that. I could do that too, but I'm filling up rooms just on the basis of what I'm saying.
That's a pretty standard Trump fare there. But the interview did go on into some interesting areas.
If I don't win, I will consider it a tremendous waste of time, energy, and money. I'm going to be,
sure.
I will have spent over $100 million of my own campaign.
It's not the optimistic Donald Trump that we know and love.
No, and when will we get to see the audit of that, I wonder?
Yeah, well, in fact, you know, there's questions about how much he has spent
exactly.
on his campaign.
There's questions about all his finances, Matt.
Yeah, there is indeed. One day we'll see his tax returns. One day, Fran. So anyway, so that's him on Fox's breakfast show. He called into Fox again only in the last hour or so, perhaps giving an indication of how he will respond if he loses the election today.
It's largely a rigged system. And you see it at the polling booths, too. You know, you're seeing
Are you saying
things.
That you believe this will not be over tonight, Mr. Trump?
No, I'm not saying that. I say I have to look at, you know, what's happening. I have to look at reports that are coming out. There are reports that when people vote for Republicans, the entire ticket switches over to Democrats. You've seen that. It's happening at various places today. It's been reported. In other words, the machines, you put down a Republican and it registers as a Democrat.
That could make for an interesting speech later on tonight if he loses. Anyway, Fran, of course, everyone's talking about how divided America is, and this couple who CNN caught up with, Pennsylvania, perhaps exemplifies that division best.
You two have been married 37 years. Getting close to each other here.
No, he traveled a lot.
You're voting for Donald Trump. Yeah. You're voting for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Do you guys fight? Do you get along?
Yes. No.
Why are you voting for Donald Trump?
Because he's the best there is right now. Okay. Come on, we need somebody strong.
Aren't you excited for the first female president?
No.
I am.
I love the husband in the background. I am. Anyway, first polls close at 10 a.m. Canberra time, Fran.
Thanks very much, Matt. And we'll keep crossing back to the US to see if any, keep up with any exit polling if it and when it comes out. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 12 minutes to 7.